This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Rocking the health world is what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We crank it up each and every week at this time on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Linking especially to our good friend John Rappaport from No More Fake News, who joins me again this week in the midst of still theoretical election chaos, if it's that chaos or design. We can discuss that as well. But I think one of the things on a lot of people's minds in this COVID crazy year, John, is, Operation Warp Speed. Trump's still president, and there's a vaccine, apparently. They're thinking of rolling it out for old people and first responders. And, you know, as I've said, I think Trump's made some mistakes, no doubt, and we've covered that together. But the one thing I'm pretty certain of is he wouldn't mandate it. If you don't want it, it wouldn't be mandatory. I know that's just a little bit, you know, but sometimes we take a little bit if we can get it.
Yeah. One of the problems, however, is that the states, mm-hmm. many states could try to mandate it. Or they will mandate it in a sort of piecemeal fashion.
Right.
They'll say, here's a hot spot where we have cases escalating, and so everybody in this town or this area has to get the vaccine. So there's still, it's flashing red danger no
yes.
matter what.
Well, and there are soft mandates too, John, and I think this relates to something we've discussed and I've been talking about for years, warning people about the identification, IDs, passports, etc. And even Ticketmaster last week floated a balloon to say, you know what, we want to get back to concerts, but now we're going to tie those tickets based on your vaccine status. This is stunning, but now people are waking up, and you know, some artists are going, what? You mean you're going to mandate people to be vaccinated to come to a concert? So there's a lot of that going on that is, okay, you don't have to get the vaccine, John, but if you want to come to the concert. You don't have to get the vaccine, John, but if you want to go to the grocery store, right? So we have got to decentralize this so that we have less of an impact. In other words, if we're relying upon trucks, you know, using diesel to bring food every day into supermarkets where you eat, that we're vulnerable at this point.
That's right. And the Ticketmaster thing, I thought this through because this is a prelude. Just think about this. How do you show Ticketmaster that you've received the vaccine or that you've been tested, in the last 3 days or whatever, because that's the other condition, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got something on your cell phone. That's the only way.
Yes.
Somehow you've received through an app of some kind that they'll set up that you've done the deed, and therefore you can come to the concert. Now, as that's a logistical network that has to be set up as well. I mean, that's more surveillance.
Yes.
But to me, that's just the showpiece, because what they're really aiming for is you won't have to show anything. They'll already know at some point in time, because the real network they want to set up is where everybody's medical status is in one gigantic database. So when you call up Ticketmaster or you go online or whatever, and you say, I want a ticket for this, that, and the other thing, they'll know. They'll go, just, you know, whatever, okay, good, you're fine, boom. Or no, you can't get in. So that's what they're really aiming for. And that is truly chilling. Because then you could walk into a supermarket and they would know too. And if they have some system set up where, let's say, you're carrying your cell phone or some other way of IDing you, they could just say, catch you at the door and say, no, you can't shop.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
Without any ID presented, without any cell phones presented, because everybody's in the same database.
Right. And we've talked about the great so-called reset, currency reset, etc. Part of that process is setting up what they call digital currencies through official channels, which would compete with, if not outright destroy, whatever you think you have as far as digital currencies already in operation, if they were able to successfully do it. And we talked about how they will come to, you know, your bank account or your home and say, hey, turn in all your Federal Reserve note dollars and we'll give you 1.5 times the value in our new digital currency, digital dollar, or whatever it is in Europe that they're flouting already or telegraphing. And at that point, you're stuck if that's the only way you can interact, because if your behavior is not according to what they want it to be, in other words, getting fully vaccinated with whatever vaccine mandate they come down the pike, then they suddenly say, well, that monthly stipend we give you, it's reduced or gone completely. We've frozen you out of your account. And so you're vulnerable when you rely on centralized bureaucracies of any kind at any level, whether it be food production, food distribution, or your very money, whatever it be, digital or otherwise.
That's right. They're just trying to hook this up into wider and wider surveillance and databases. That's the whole game plan. That's what they're doing. That's the game. It's really more about collecting data and controlling people through data than anything else. That's what they're really after.
Yeah, and with that centralized access to all of your information, it's, again, total control, lockdown on a whim, and freedom is something that is relegated to either history books or science fiction books, right? They're going to start writing science fiction books, John, about a non-dystopian future where people are free.
Yeah, and they'll say, well, you know, this was an experiment that was tried and it failed.
Mm-hmm.
It should have failed. Because it was too disorderly, and some people had an advantage over other people, but now we have equality and justice for all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm not laughing, but I mean the thought of, you know, all the great science fiction novels of the 20th century were all about dystopian futures, right, where freedom is gone and lockdowns happen, and now in the midst of the reality of it manifesting, we have to start writing dystopia or utopian futures where freedom is once again embraced and the centralized bureaucracies are gone. And listen, part of this vaccine push, you know, with COVID, you wrote an article on Friday. It was fantastic, and it goes into how they'll fake the success of a COVID vaccine that apparently they're trying to roll out. Even Trump, we're not in support of that, but I agree it would be worse under Biden, but it's no great shakes in either case. We talked about the study designs on a previous show. Peter Doshi revealed that the study designs themselves for all the vaccines that are attempting to be brought out are designed only to prevent mild cases, mild symptoms, nothing about severe hospitalizations or death, nothing about reduction or elimination of transmission. So what's the point, right? But they come out with this vaccine that basically does little to nothing, and they say it's a success. And you've painted a picture as to how they can achieve that.
Yes, indeed. This has to do with the PCR test, which we've talked about many times on the show, and how it works in so-called cycles by enlarging or amplifying, blowing up to huge proportions the tiny, tiny, tiny test sample they take from a patient. And so it turns out that if you run this test a certain number of cycles beyond a certain point, there's a very high chance that you'll get a positive result, meaning the person's told they're infected. So the test can be rigged, and it is being rigged as we speak. We've covered all that. So all they have to do, the government, for example, is to send out an order to labs that from now on, the labs will reduce the number of cycles in the PCR test, thereby eliminating many positive results that would say people are infected. And then the statistics will come out and say, well, you see, the case numbers of COVID are dropping. It's fantastic, and this is all due to the effects of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And so the vaccine is proved to be effective by manipulating the test.
Fascinating. It's like recycling the test, but cycling it down a number of cycles, so to speak. And you know, we covered the fact that Fauci acknowledged that, you know, if you run it beyond a number, it becomes just ridiculous. And that yet the FDA, we point out, runs it to that 40 number. And this last week, we read about Elon Musk getting tested, one of those rapid antigen tests. Four tests on the same day by the same people. Two positive, two negative, and he's going, hey, there's something rotten in you know what, and now they're figuring out PCR. It's like, how long can they keep this ruse going? Because more and more doctors and scientists, as much as they've been in the bag, are waking up and going, yeah, that is kind of embarrassing that we ever thought this was legitimate.
Absolutely. And, of course, there are other ways to manipulate it so that it looks like case numbers are dropping once they introduce the vaccine. And then they say it's, you know, a wonderful historic landmark. We've developed this vaccine that is now preventing the pandemic when nothing could be further from the truth on several different counts. Another way is by changing the definition of what a COVID-19 case actually is. This was actually done with polio in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
which I've documented. So they just simply restrict the definition of a case of COVID by saying, for example, well, the patient has to have a fever of 100 degrees for 48 consecutive hours in order to be classified as a COVID-19 case,
mm-hmm.
which is not the way it is now. But they could do that and then say, see, the case numbers are dropping. They wouldn't tell you they've changed the definition.
Right.
And they would say it's all because of the vaccine.
Folks, this has all been done before. We're going to visit it some more with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, nomorefakenews.com, robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're discussing with John Rappaport right now how they could roll out a vaccine that we would argue hasn't been tested any significant length of time to really determine what it actually does, even though the study designs do not do what would be, even if you believed all the lies about COVID, would be making it worthwhile to do, for instance. Also, the fact that they're not testing this against inert placebo. There are so many problems with the vaccine rollout. We could do 24 hours and we still not run out of things to say in a row. John wrote an excellent article. We have it also linked up and published here at robertscottbell.com about this very issue of how they can make it appear to be successful. And we're rolling through a number of the possibilities. You listed 13 in this one article. You could probably come up with more given enough time.
Yeah, I think I could. There are some really simple ways. You just have fake studies published in medical journals, which are then picked up by the press, saying essentially the vaccine is working. You know, there are very few adverse effects. It's working. It's producing immunity to the virus, et cetera, et cetera. If that sounds like a stretch to people who are listening, it's not. It's being done all the time. In fact, studies of new drugs, their safety and efficacy that are published in medical journals, that is rife with fraud and has been for decades. And you can see that because when you look at the horrible effects of these drugs causing death and maiming of huge numbers of people, you know that the studies that are published in the medical journals raving about the success of these drugs are fraudulent studies. And so you just cook up a bunch of fraudulent studies saying that the vaccine is working. Immunity is successful. There are many ways to do this. You can simply say that, according to their standards, a very weak antibody response qualifies as immunity. There are all sorts of ways to fake these studies. So that covers a number of points as to how this is done. And as I say, once the studies are published, automatically the medical reporters at major newspapers and television networks parrot this and they make them into big stories. And so that's another way. Then you've got the fact that right now and since the beginning of this fake pandemic, people who have ordinary flu-like illness, pneumonia, other lung conditions, and so on, they've been relabeled and repackaged and put into the category of COVID-19. So you just begin to unrepackage some of those people and
yes.
say that they're now flu and pneumonia and other lung conditions once again, and then that automatically makes the case numbers of COVID-19 drop, and you
yeah.
say it's all due to the vaccine.
Yeah, how drugged and fluoridated are we to not notice the absurd claim that flu no longer exists the year of COVID, right? And that the CDC
yeah.
acknowledged it was going to stop counting flu because it just wasn't there. And you know, I'm still waiting, and we've covered over the course of this year as the stats become available in terms of all-cause mortality in countries or regions or states. And still, there's so much that makes it apparent that there was no pandemic of any kind. Because in a pandemic year, we've talked about the math would have to add up that there's an unusual spike in deaths over what is an average or typical year, give or take, you know, a few whatever. And we're seeing reports that there isn't a spike in this year, 2020, in fact. And I don't know. I mean, the numbers, maybe they'll try and massage them in one way or another. But how long can they keep getting away with it? I see the longer they try to string this out, the more people wake up, and that's a risk for them.
Indeed. And I would say that that's one reason why you can see the kind of people that Biden is appointing to his supposed coronavirus task force. They want lockdowns, serious national lockdowns in the U.S. And so that would be a strategy to keep people completely in the dark and on edge, because they're now, you know, worried realistically about their own survival.
Yeah.
And so, you know, who's going to want to spend the time and effort discovering all these fraudulent issues that we're bringing up here in the last 15 minutes? So you want to repress the population in every way possible, scare them.
Mm-hmm.
Cut them off from being able to work.
Oh, hold on. I got to cut you off. We're on a break. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport on board. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases across the United States continue to spike, Dr. Anthony Fauci says news of a potential coronavirus vaccine should serve as a motivator to the American people.
We've got to get the vaccine, it's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts speaking there on CNN's State of the Union, Fauci also saying many Americans have what's known as COVID fatigue.
People are worn out about this, but we've got to hang in there a bit longer, particularly as we get into the holiday seasons and the colder weather.
President Trump, in a series of tweets on Sunday, saying Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is a winner only in the eyes of mainstream media outlets, signaling his desire to keep contesting the November 3rd election. You're listening to USA Radio News. Arizona is done counting all its presidential votes. Democrat Joe Biden won by over 10,000 votes over President Trump in the final vote tally. The last time the state voted for a Democrat was 1996 with Bill Clinton. There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov. According to AAA, around 50 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving this year amid the coronavirus pandemic, that number down about 5 million from previous years. The estimated 50 million figure would mark the largest one-year decrease in travel since the economic crisis of 2008. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, in the midst of the unknowns regarding the election in the United States, wherever you're listening, nobody really knows how it's going to end up. But there's no question there's been a tremendous amount of fraud, not subtle at all. And that means, Trump can still take this thing despite all of the proclamations of the mainstream media. But if he doesn't, Biden's got a plan, as you pointed out. Lockdown, shutdown, darkness that never ends. And Trump's not perfect, but there is a very clear distinction between the two candidates and why you've written extensively that Trump simply has to win or else it's, good night America, perhaps. Not something I'd like to consider, but we have to talk about and discuss it. You brought up the Biden task force again. A little more details on the people involved and why it would be a disaster.
So two people in particular so far, Michael Osterholm, who is saying and has put on the record recently that he wants a national lockdown. So he's gibbering on and on and on about how serious the case numbers are, which, of course, we've discussed in detail. It's all dependent on the fraudulent test that is rigged to produce false positive results. But he's saying this is so serious now that we must have a national lockdown in order to stop the virus, and then we reopen later. And yes, everybody is going to suffer, but we can stop that suffering from occurring because I guess Osterholm is some kind of an economic genius, and he's saying the government just pays everybody to stay home.
Wow.
Well, how many more trillions is that going to cost? And when does that come to the edge of the cliff and fall off? But that's what he's proposing. Now, the other guy to focus on is Zeke Emanuel, who is the brother of Rahm Emanuel. And Zeke is completely out of his mind. He makes statements like this. There is really no point in trying to extend life beyond the age of 75. I myself, he says, would be happy to go at 75, knowing that I've led a rich and significant life, et cetera, et cetera. And we don't need to do anything extraordinary in the medical sense, and neither do people need to do all this ridiculous stuff like taking vitamins and exercising and all that to live beyond the age of 75. So that's where he's at with population reduction. And, of course, what the brainless reporters in media are failing to notice and question him on is the fact that overwhelmingly the percentage of people that are being forced into premature deaths in nursing homes and hospitals in their own homes has nothing to do with the virus. It has to do with the fact that they are already suffering from long-term medical conditions, and they are the elderly. They are people who are getting to be 75 and over 75 in great numbers. So essentially, Emanuel is saying, let's just let these people, all these people, die at 75. There he is on the coronavirus task force of Joe Biden.
Wow.
So you put these two guys together, national heavy lockdown everywhere in the U.S., and let the old people die, or more specifically, get them to die, and you've got the Biden policy and the Biden plan in a nutshell. And that's why election fraud is a vital issue at this time.
Well, yeah, Logan's Run at 75, if you remember that science fiction movie. It was population control in the enclosed living quarters, so to speak. But, yeah, of course, people like Zeke can talk a good game. Yeah, I'm perfectly willing to end it at 75, but how often do the elites say, well, we're too valuable and important to run things that, you know, the exception's going to be? You know, and then bye-bye grandma, grandpa, and everybody. And of course, what's to stop them from saying, well, now it's 70. It's become really apparent that 75 was too generous, and we'll knock it. Oh, it's 65 now. That used to be retirement age anyway. What's the point of living? It's just amazing that that's
right.
Not front-page news.
Yeah, it is amazing. And Emanuel, of course, you know, as so many of these people do, change their minds when they get to be 75. Or whatever the date is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've reconsidered. It turns out I'm enjoying myself and I want to stay alive. Of course, all these other people died, but who cares?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the celebrities who said, if Trump wins the election in 2016, I'm moving out of the country. Nobody moved out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's all a ruse and a farce, and it's all about population reduction. It's right out there in the open.
Yeah. Although if the global reset has its way, I just covered last week that part of the plan is to implement a mandatory vegetarian diet
but not on organic, non-GMO foods, but on specifically genetically engineered vegetable protein to look like meat, or we call it schmeat here on this show. So maybe they'll get people to kill themselves over the diet that is so horrible at that point. It's like, why bother living? We have to eat schmeat that's genetically engineered with loads of glyphosate anyway.
You bet, as well as all kinds of other things like, I wouldn't recommend this to anybody whatsoever, but just theoretically, if somebody just starts eating soy three times a day for a long period of time, that's not a great idea at all, like a soy substitute for meat.
Well, you know these elitists are going to be eating pigs and cows and...
Yeah, sure.
And everybody else
eats
meat. Remember
Soylent Green, the movie?
Yeah. Yes.
Charlton Heston goes into this elite apartment where this call girl is being, put up by some wealthy guy, and there's actual meat, and he just, marvels at this piece of real meat. Amazing, Strawberries, $150 for a small bucket.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah, so this is the idea.
Yeah. And, communism, as we've talked about, collectivism, socialism on the way there, it's only, been able to take hold in America, the thought that it's actually a good thing, potentially, is because of the corruption, largely of the food and the intoxication of the people that made them so much more vulnerable to suggestion. And, of course, the indoctrination that has happened in government schools over now generations, many decades, the history of the progressive movement in America, which I cover with my good friend Jonathan Emord, and he's got a new book coming out to help people understand how we got here. This didn't happen overnight. None of this, the entertainments of collectivism and socialism and communism in America by the AOCs of the world, it didn't happen overnight. This took a long time to get here. The question is, do we have the opportunity and gumption to stop it? And I say at one point, maybe if they're all eating schmeat, the earth muffin collectivists, they won't be strong enough to defend their ideas anyway.
Yeah, that would be useful, to say the least, if that happens. Sure, the idea is you make everybody completely dependent on the government. You say it's a great thing. You say it's necessary because of the virus. Has nothing to do with us. We just this thing that happened, and the only way to control it is to lock everybody down. And then we have the vaccine, which is a miracle coming. And we haven't even got into the adverse effects of this vaccine. We've just been talking about how they're going to rig it to make it look like it's effective. But on the safety side, it appears that the leading horse in the race right now is Pfizer, and it also appears that they have an RNA vaccine, which is an experimental technology that's never been used in any product, in any drug or any vaccine before. And one reason why is that because every time they've tried to do it, serious health problems have resulted in the clinical trials, and that major serious problem has to do with the body attacking itself, if you want to reduce it down to its raw essentials, to screw up the response of the body in inflammation and inflammatory response so that the body misperceives itself as the enemy.
Well, and with no animal testing,
what they could be giving us.
Yeah, with no animal testing, John, and no inert placebo to test it against. They minimize some of the claimed side effects in the events, in the trials. They bring it out, and then everybody is the human guinea pig. And pathogenic priming may be the result, and then there is that second, third, or fourth wave caused by the vaccine itself that they'll claim, oh my gosh, it's mutated, it's gotten worse, now we even need more lockdowns, more shutdowns, more quarantines, more vaccines on it. We see where it's a self-fulfilling prophecy by this method that their intent to destroy the population, reduce it, and those that are still around, to make them so dependent by a, like, you know, the Osterholm idea. We'll just pay everybody to stay home. Who cares about debt? We'll forgive it anyway and usher in digital currencies that will be tied to your good behavior and your willingness to accept the vaccine. So it's a stunning play. I think, you know, the desperation that they had to bring it out this way this year was a realization. I think that if they didn't do it now, they may lose because of the things that Trump has done in calling them out, even concepts of fake news, which you've been at for years with NoMoreFakeNews.com. But it was shaking up the consciousness, having people wake up and see that the proverbial emperor wears no clothes, and they couldn't afford more people waking up. There's a point where they couldn't turn it off.
Yeah, I would say that that was one of the reasons that they brought it out now. I think there are many reasons why the financial system was of the world was ready to go over a cliff. Anyway, that's another reason. And the idea that, I'm just thinking the best way to put this, the medical program for the last 100 years has really been an example of what we're talking about now in a compressed form with COVID-19.
Yes.
In other words, they've already been making people sick and sicker with medical drugs and vaccines, which they then say are really diseases that have names that they assign.
Right. This could be the end game.
And then they treat those with more toxicity.
Yeah. We're on a break. Let's take a break. Come back. We'll wrap it up with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So where has this all been leading? There are folks that have been around longer than John and I that may not be here anymore that have written and warned us about that. The schism or chasm that can't be apparently filled in fast enough between thought forms or paradigms, belief in the germ theory, coming back to that basic, versus terrain, that the germs, if they are the cause of anything, it's just opportunistic based on a toxic, polluted environment that gives them the ability to grow. And then you blame them as the innocent bystander. You just happen to give them the terrain to do it. But what has been polluting the terrain all of these years and decades? You've pointed that out. The medical church, if you will, with all of their toxic poisons and their belief, even though they don't believe it on some level, that you can poison people back to health. No, you poison them out of health, and then you give more poisons to suppress the symptoms caused by the previous poisons until the body can no longer take it, and then pandemic, collapse, and they blame it on a virus.
I've been doing a little bit of digging these days. I found a map that listed in the United States by each state, the largest employer in the state.
Ah, yeah, I saw that last week. That was fascinating, wasn't it?
Wow. I mean, the number of states where the largest employer is medical is overwhelming. And it comes under a variety of headings, but that's what it amounts to. And in, say, New York and California, apparently the largest employers are the university systems in those states. But if you analyze those university systems, what you discover is that the medical component of each one of those systems is gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
The medical research facilities, the hospitals that are associated with the universities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The psychiatric departments and the research centers, all of this kind of thing. So take that into account and then turn on your television set. Not only look at all the pharmaceutical ads and the public service announcements that show people wearing masks and doctors doing things in test tubes and labs, but the medical shows or the shows that highlight medical issues. You're talking about the fact that We have been transported into a medical civilization, a medical society. We're living in a medical society now where people have symptoms. They go to doctors. The doctors tell them what's going on. They prescribe. They do this. They do that. It's lifelong from, you know, birth until death. Parents, children, grandparents, this, that. I've got this condition. You've got that condition. What's the news lately? We are living in a medical society. It's absolutely staggering if you can back up far enough from it and look at it and see that this is what it's become. So based on that, it's no surprise that the fake story of a fake pandemic that's fake all the way down would be believed and that people would fall into line and obey the dictates from the top.
John, one of the interesting positive benefits of the election scam we're witnessing, the cheating, the fraud that's right out in the open, is for those that were supporting Trump or leaning more conservative or a little bit more independence and freedom, had been tuning into Fox News more than any other. And now they've seen that Fox News is just controlled opposition, if you will, in the midst of the declaration that Biden had won long before the counts, the votes were really counted or certified. And in that way, the pharmaceutical industry, which reaches people largely through mainstream media, liberal and conservative, has lost a huge chunk of the people they used to reach and message and hypnotize. And that's been the missing or the gap that I've been working on for years to try and get people to understand that you, if you're for freedom, you've got to understand that how freedom is lost is largely pharmaceutical. And we would explain it and you would explain it. And now we've got more people paying attention than ever before because of this election scam.
Agreed. Agreed, Robert. In a nutshell, Fox is disintegrating.
Yes.
You got two guys on at night, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. They're talking about election fraud. Then you've got the regular porkhead news people during the day that are talking about Biden winning the election and cutting off any criticism about that.
Yep.
The whole network is just going down in flames.
Well, and we're witnessing it, and that's why y'all are tuning in to the Robert Scott Bell Show and reading John Rappaport at No More Fake News. And just keep an eye on any of the new media. If they start getting pharmaceutical advertisements, you got to be questioning what they're going to be delivering soon as well. We'll be back hopefully next week with John Rappaport. I'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, thanks so much for being here, John. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.